Hi, it's Ori Crew, and welcome back to Mind Your Body. I am sharing with you today the most vulnerable episode I've ever shared. Found myself laying on the floor, hiding in a room yesterday, feeling honestly like a failure, which is really, really hard on myself because I know I'm not. But really feeling that way. And after moving with this, I decided to hit the record button on my phone and just kind of talk it through, like a audio journal. And it kind of just turned out to be something that was shareable. That's something that I thought I could share with you to just be really real and hopefully inspire you. And so that's what you're about to hear. It's not a pretty polished episode. Not that most of my episodes are polished anymore. I did see that review on my podcast about, she never comes prepared. Yeah, that's probably true. But this is definitely even more raw and unedited. And you know what? That's kind of what I'm about these days. I used to spend hours editing these episodes when I started this podcast 4 years ago. And I was like, it has to be perfect. There can't be any ums. There can't be any space in between for thinking. And if you've been following me since the beginning, you know that that's not how I do things anymore. I'm just really real. And whoever gets inspired by that will be inspired, and whoever doesn't like it will, I'm sure there are so many other podcasts where you will find that. Anyway, I digress. This is the real deal, talking about self-love and what happens when we don't feel it and how to move through it. And that's what we're about to get into. I recorded the whole thing from the floor, and the audio may not be so great, but I hope that it inspires you in some way. And here you go. This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence. Hello, it's Orit Krug coming to you from the floor. Yes, I am actually lying down on the floor in a random room in my parents' house, hearing my child scream, cry downstairs. Don't worry, he's with my mom. And just feeling like all I can do right now is crumble. And I've been lying here for the last half hour or so, wanting to fall into old patterns of beating myself up and pushing through and, you know, just not accepting myself for where I'm at. And I'm really tired of that way. So I've been on an interesting journey so far in the last 30 minutes, hiding in the bathroom, you know, pretending I'm on the toilet so that no one would talk to me, and feeling my body desperately wanting to lay down on the floor. So, yep, lying on the floor of the bathroom, coming back into this room when all was clear, baby was asleep, mom went downstairs. And did try to push through a little bit, got on the couch, started working, and felt that like my body could just crumble. And so I followed my instincts. I came to the floor, and here I am. I put some music on, and I just started moving while laying on the floor. And I really found myself in a place of feeling the floor and really grounding and coming back and feeling myself, feeling the shape of my body, the shape of my face, looking at myself, because I did record this in a video as well, looking at myself, witnessing myself as I'm doing all this, just seeing myself. Things can get so ugly when I'm just kind of in this space and I'm thinking of all the ways that I'm failing. And I have this picture of myself failing and like not really seeing a visual, but if there was a visual, I'd see myself, like I probably see myself really small and heavy and not important at all. And then I had this experience of witnessing myself and seeing myself, and I'm like, wow, this idea that I have in my head right now that I'm struggling right now when I'm struggling is so different from what's actually true. Like, I am a beautiful being, even when I'm sad, even when I'm struggling. And I think it's all, this whole loving yourself thing is really a matter of really just listening to your body and where you're at and not fighting that, not pushing through, not ignoring that, but actually, you know, coming down to the floor and crumbling when that's all your body feels you need to do. And I realize in this moment that I am privileged in a way to be at my mom's house where she can take care of my son when I need her to. And that not everyone has that privilege. But I'm damn well taking advantage of that right now. And finding the way where I can meet my body where it really wants me to be. Because now that I'm here, I just feel so much more forgiving, so much more accepting of where I'm at. And the further I push myself in an opposite way, the more resentment I feel towards myself, the more struggle. It's even more struggling when I feel like I just want to crumble and I'm just trying to stand up tall. It's really important for me to really listen to my body. And I think that's what loving myself is all about, is meeting myself exactly where I need to be, even if it's not what I want. Even if I feel like I'm behind on my work, my to-do list, or like I could be doing better as a mom, could be doing better as a businesswoman, entrepreneur, could be doing better as a wife, you know? It's important to not force myself into those things. And I think there's a lot of other, you know, some other core foundational pieces to self-love. I really do. But I think this is the most important. It's like, no matter where you are at and how you are feeling, you respect that and accept that and meet yourself exactly there. That's where it feels right. It's like the equivalent of really longing for a hug and getting that hug. And it's like, oh, yes, that feels so good. That's exactly what I needed. When we do that for ourselves, when we feel that calling in our bodies and we know how to respond, that's, yeah, I'm here on the floor. But this is exactly where I need to be. And all of this came through because I really was trying to write some promotional content around a workshop that I'm hosting around self-love. And I was trying to put my son down for 2 hours straight. I was trying to get into a flow. I don't even know what that means anymore. And trying to force myself to plan for this workshop in a way that was feeling so wrong. And now that I'm here, I'm like, you know, I'll just free flow. That's my version of flow today. Just saying whatever comes out. But I'm sharing it too because, you know, I hit the record button because I feel like this is such a powerful experience to share, to inspire others. And yeah, it's important. It's important to me to also inspire you to love yourself. And so I really am running a workshop on this. And I'm going to call it The 3 Secrets to Lasting Self-Love. And I think I'm going to call it that because no one knows. No one really knows to do this. I mean, how many people in this world are that aware and conscious of their bodies to be able to really follow that call? That, like, my body was just begging me to be down here. The fact that I heard that calling is so important. The fact that I listened to it and followed it, I don't always do that. I don't always allow myself to do that. But that I followed it, that's key. That's one of the secrets. And I really want to help you understand how to hear this calling and how to follow it in a way that's truly authentic to your needs. And that will dissolve, if not eliminate, the struggle. Doesn't mean you'll never feel struggle again, but knowing how to respond pretty quickly makes it dissolve pretty quickly. So yeah, I guess I just spoiled one of the secrets. But if you've ever been to one of my workshops, you know that we do movement within our own bodies and within relationship to each other. That makes it an extremely powerful community experience. So come join me. Come join me. It's free. It's live. We get to connect in real time. We get to move together. We get to see each other. You get to be supported by me. I get to hold the space for you. It's always a beautiful thing. So, yeah. This is my invitation for you to come join my free live workshop, 3 Secrets to Lasting Self-Love. Because I don't want to just be another event where I show you some temporary techniques. I want to really show you how to achieve self-love that truly sticks and lasts. So if you are interested in joining, I will leave that link in the show notes. And I really hope to see you there. This has been such a weird, such a weird episode, I'm sure. I don't even know what I sound like with my, like, I'm lying on my side and also on my arm and also on my other hand on my face. Probably none of that makes sense, but I might sound weird. But yeah, this is what this is all about. Come join me. Can't wait to see you, connect with you in real time, and meet with you. Bye-bye.